Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to talk, again, about food and how people like to acquire their food and sort of that balance between government intervention and freedom to purchase the food you want to eat.
Right, right. And since June is Dairy Month, we've been a bit on the theme of milk. And so today we thought we'd talk a little about the issue of raw milk and people who want it and people who don't think it should be sold.
Right. This is actually brewed up quite a little bit of a controversy.
Yeah, it's gotten to be kind of the poster child for the whole control over your own, where you get your food from issue. And there seem to be two sides. There are the people who are really, I think what it boils down to, are fed up with their food being very manufactured and processed. And they want to not just be able to get their food in a whole form. They want to be able to choose where they get their food from. And one of those things is raw milk.
Which is unpasteurized.
Unpasteurized.
And that's the thing where the government has a problem because of a health concern. There's the health concern that you could, you know, get sick from drinking raw milk. And so there's that point. On the other side of the spectrum, you have people who believe very strongly that there are added health benefits to drinking raw milk as opposed to pasteurized milk.
Exactly, and they believe that the pasteurization process ruins those health benefits. On the other side, you have the government in Minnesota, that's the Minnesota Department of Agriculture, who believe that pasteurizing is the only safe way to drink milk and that raw milk is just asking for trouble. And state law right now says that you can only buy raw milk on the farm where it's produced. It can't be distributed. It can't be sold in stores or anything like that.
Not even at farmers markets, for instance, because that's still a public venue.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And so, this all goes back to, back to the early 1900s when the food situation in this country was in a terrible state, and you know, it was the days of Upton Sinclair in the jungle, you know, and his expose on the meat processing industry that led to the pure food and drug laws, basically.
Sure.
You know, that ensured that our food wasn't going to have, you know, sawdust and feathers and things like that in it. And so there's just concern amongst, public officials and the experts in these fields that things like raw milk are just a disaster waiting to happen. There was, in fact, an E. coli breakout a few years ago because of caused by raw milk coming from a particular farm. But on the other hand, the farmers who produce the raw milk maintain that they have pristinely clean facilities and their milk isn't going to get anybody sick. And so it just is a kind of a back and forth bone of contention and part of this whole broader debate.
Well, we'll see what happens with policy on this. Thanks so much, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.